Hi, and welcome to another SNL Energy podcast. I'm Senior Editor Jennifer Zajac, and with us today is Biomass Power Association President and CEO Bob Cleaves. Last week, a federal court ordered the EPA to issue emission standards for biomass boilers by February 21st. The agency had sought a deadline extension for issuing the Maximum Achievable Control Technology Rule for Boilers, also known as MACT. The Biomass Power Association has opposed the EPA's proposed regulation, saying that the rule would be prohibitively expensive and a huge technological challenge for biomass boilers. EPA said, after the January 20th court ruling, that the MACT rule for biomass boilers will be, quote, significantly different than what was proposed earlier this year. Bob, can you tell us what you think the changes will be to EPA's proposed rule?
It's not clear what the changes will be. We haven't seen a revised draft. We have met with EPA on a number of occasions, and our basic point with EPA has been that in looking at maximum achievable control technology, the mistake EPA made was essentially taking an emission standard for one type of air pollutant from one boiler, and then one type and another type of air pollutant from another boiler, and then combining them into a single, what we call Uber boiler, essentially saying that a boiler should be able to meet all of these various standards, even though we're not aware of any boiler in the country that's been able to do that consistently across the board among all of these different parameters. So we think once EPA takes a good look at the data, they're going to share our conclusion with respect to that, and they're going to adopt a rule that has a lot more flexibility, one that reflects the limits of the current technology, and also ultimately, and this is an important point, one that is protective of public health. The problem is, though, that we think EPA went out and they developed this draft rule without a good understanding of our industry and without an understanding of the air emission profile of burning solid fuels. And as a result, you had a rule that clearly, and I think by their own acknowledgement, was flawed.
Now, given this fundamental flaw, how can they possibly come up with a rule within the next month that's going to apply to all different types of boilers here?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure they can, but they've had a lot of time to do it. We continue to provide them information, and we're hoping that in short order we can turn this around into something that we can all live with. If we can, I'm not sure what this means. EPA really is under a very tight time frame, and I think any time that you're engaged in rulemaking under court order, it adds a kind of a dimension to rulemaking, maybe invites errors or hasty decisions. And we're hoping that EPA, given the fact that it actually has had a fair amount of time already, that they can still come up with something that is reasonable. And if they can't, I'm not sure what we can do, because this is a rule that affects not only the biomass power industry, but it affects manufacturing, and it affects players large and small, everybody from a large manufacturing plant burning solid fuels to an elementary school in the state of Maine burning wood pellets. There's just no question that this rule's got to get fixed. And if EPA is incapable of doing it, then I suppose the Congress could take another look at it, but we're quite concerned about it.
And what do you think are the chances that Congress is going to step in anytime soon on this?
I think what we should do first and foremost is work with the agency and figure out if the agency can come up with something that everybody can live with, and then we'll take it from there.
Bob, as you've mentioned, this rule has been in the works for some time, at least since 2004. How come the industry hasn't really braced itself for this now?
We've been working hard in responding to the draft, and that's the nature of rulemaking. The agencies they go off and they work on a rule, and then they unveil the rule, and they make it public, and they share it with all the stakeholders, and that's what we've been doing.
So what have your members been saying? I'm sure you've been getting a lot of calls and emails.
Yeah, my members uniformly say that this is unachievable, and this will do two things. It'll shut down existing plants, it'll prevent new plants from operating, and also it will cause plants to have to stop taking certain kinds of fuels that we think are beneficial from an environmental standpoint. What do I mean by that? So, for example, there's material, particularly in the West, involving what's called urban wood, which is essentially material that clean wood pallets and things like that. Material that would otherwise go to landfills, decompose, causing methane emissions and exacerbating climate change problems. So if EPA develops a rule that is so unworkable and Biomass Power Association plants are unable to take that fuel, then the effect of this rule, far from being an improvement in the environment, is actually encouraging facilities to stop taking that material in a way that just doesn't make any environmental sense. So this is a very real threat to the industry, and we're hoping that EPA ultimately gets it right and If the rule is still very problematic, I think we'll look at our options. Maybe we'll file a motion for reconsideration. The good news is EPA has been very accommodating with us in terms of sitting down and listening to us and looking at the science. And I don't think that process is over yet.
And from what I understand, Bob, the major concerns about the MAC rule, they include job losses and the costs associated with the rules.
I think it's going to impact people across the board. I mean, I'm hearing everything from small wood pellet systems going in schools in Maine to large industrial facilities deciding not to go forward with biomass projects. So it's like large and small, and it's hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, and it's kind of exhibit A to what the president last week called rules that are not being properly implemented, that we need to take a second look at, that are being done really adopting rules for the sake of adopting rules as opposed to what's the real outcome here.
Bob, like we've been talking about, this has been going on for years, but with this federal court decision, does this feel like this is the ninth inning and it's two out, or do you feel like there are going to be several more rounds before this boiler MAC rule gets worked out?
Well, I think the Red Sox still beat the Yankees two outs in the ninth, so I'm still hoping we can win. I think that it is pretty late in the game, but I still think it's a very fluid process, and so I remain hopeful that we're going to be able to come up with something that works.
We've been talking with Bob Cleaves, Biomass Power Association President and CEO. Bob, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today about this matter.
Thank you.
And that's another SNL Energy podcast. I'm Jennifer Zajac.